Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
On Monday, the Pistons made it officially official by introducing as their new general manager Troy Weaver after years as the assistant general manager in OKC. He comes to Detroit to take over the Pistons, and Troy Weaver joins us now here on your home for Piston basketball, 97.1 The Ticket. Troy, good morning. Great to meet you. Welcome to Detroit. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm excited about joining the Piston family and looking forward to great things.
Yesterday,
now, normally you would come in here, you'd do the press conference, and you would get right to work meeting people, putting your fingers on things. Obviously, different circumstances in 2020. What are the next, 5 days, 10 days look like for you?
I'm actually coming to Detroit today. Be there this week, just getting organized, getting some logistics out of the way. So I'll be there this week. Then the week after, continue to get organized and put together our 30-day, 60-day plan as we move forward. Like you said, it's different with the pandemic and where the country is and where the NBA is. So we've had to adjust. But I'm confident we'll use our time wisely as we continue to move forward.
You obviously know, Troy, that this team has not won a playoff game since 2008. Yesterday at the virtual press conference, people used the word rebuild. You would like to use the word restore. Explain why it's not a major rebuild.
Yeah. For me, it's a restore because there's been greatness here. The Pistons have had a formula of winning, and we want to duplicate that. We want to put a team on the floor that the city identifies with. But rebuild, it's like you're going to win 20 games every year and get a lottery pick for the next three seasons. That's not our plan. We want to be competitive every season. We want to put a team out there that everybody can feel comfortable with. I don't believe in tanking. I believe in trying to be competitive and using everything we have in our tool belt to put a productive team on the floor. But that's why a rebuild is different. I think a lot of teams, feel the rebuild is be bad for 3 or 4 years, get high picks, and then try to figure it out. That's not the formula we're going to use here in Detroit.
Have you always felt that way, Troy? I'm thinking to the last decade or so in OKC. You have the team that went to the championship round and lost, and then a few years later, KD leaves. Obviously, Russell departed this past offseason with Paul George. So you've lost, obviously, great players, yet have continued to compete all the way through. So was that kind of your philosophy and Sam Presti's philosophy, or is that something that you learned along the way? Like, it doesn't have to be a disaster even though you lose a key player.
Yeah, I mean, there's different ways to skin a cat, and we had different ways to do it in Oklahoma. I mean, we started off in the rebuild. I mean, we had those three high picks. You draft Durant, Westbrook, and Harden. 3 years in a row, and it gets you off and running. Then after we sustain success, and players start falling off, we're able to continue winning because we use some of those players and what we had in our toolbox to stay competitive. So it's different ways to get to your goals. And we'll make sure we're open-minded and flexible enough to do that here in Detroit as well.
This league, as you know, is more about the players. It's a stars league. You have to have stars to win. The one example, the exception obviously was the 0-4 Pistons. They had a lot of good players, but no Hall of Famers. When you look at this roster, I mean, Blake and Derrick Rose were stars in their prime. They're still good, but you know they're not stars anymore. How do you get stars?
You have to draft them. You have to acquire free agents. You have to. I mean, it's easy to say that you know you can draft. You know, get in the top three to draft, and these guys are stars. But that's not necessarily true. You got to kind of grow them and develop them. And hopefully some guys that, you know, you think that very good players can turn into great players. I mean, that's happened. You look at Golden State, nobody predicted that Curry would be Curry and Klay Thompson would be Klay Thompson. You look at us, nobody predicted that Westbrook would be Westbrook and Harden would be Harden. So you have to have some good fortune and guys come in and develop and hopefully we can have some of that good fortune here in the near future with our Pistons.
We're talking to Troy Weaver, the new general manager of the Detroit Pistons. So the one thing I guess I'm not clear on, and maybe I don't need to be clear on, but in terms of the structure of the organization, obviously you have Ed Stefanski here who has essentially been the general manager for the last few years despite having a different title. And you have Dwayne Casey obviously back as head coach. Is this your show in terms of who comes, who goes, who stays, or will you and Ed Stefanski be working together in concert?
Definitely be working together in concert. Myself, Ed, Coach Casey, and Arn Tellem. That's the brain trust. We work together. Obviously, I'm a general manager. I'm going to make certain decisions. But we definitely work in concert together, be very collaborative. I'm excited about joining that group. There's a lot of wealth of knowledge there and experience. And I think we will make some very informed and disciplined decisions as a group.
What do you like the most about this roster?
Flexibility, the two former stars that are looking to restore themselves in Derrick Rose and Blake Griffin. But just the young guys, the flexibility, I think we're in a tremendous spot to forge forward. We got some players that are hungry to show. They didn't, you know, have the season they wanted last year, so that's some always great fertilizer going into the next season. So we're excited about the roster, those young guys, and getting Rose and Griffin back healthy.
Talk a little bit, if you could, about Blake Griffin. Obviously, as we sit here as people who follow the team and fans, people look at his salary and look at what kind of a trading chip would be. You emphatically came out a couple days ago and said, no, he is part of the basketball team here. Why did you say that, and do you still see all NBA potential in Blake Griffin?
Yeah, I mean, you look at what he did just a season ago. He was terrific. Yeah, Blake is a tremendous player. I know he's ready to get back and show people the player he is, show people he's healthy. But anyone would welcome a healthy Blake Griffin on their team and their organization. Tremendous player, tremendous worker. I'm excited about working with him. Like I said, he's under contract. He's in a Piston uniform, and I'm excited.
Arn Tellem, we spoke to him on Friday, talked about your resume as a talent evaluator. He was telling stories how you were the only one who believed Westbrook would be that great of a player. Same thing with Steven Adams. When you see some of the guys on this team, you know, maybe put yourself as the GM back then, like Sekou, when you saw him and other young players, is there anything there that says, man, I would have taken them there and they could have been great players too?
Well, Ross, here's the thing. I said yesterday in the press conference, I draft people. We're going to draft people, not players. And the DNA that Westbrook had was can't miss. The DNA that Steven Adams had was can't miss. We weren't around the drafting area of some of these players. Detroit has picked, so I didn't study their DNA as much. I'll study it now that I'm here in Detroit. And, I mean, obviously, Sekou is a very talented player who everyone liked in the draft. I'm anxious to get on the ground and visiting with him and working with him to get his career off to a great start. Kennard is obviously a talented player as well, but I didn't get the chance to study him as much in the draft. But there's some good young pieces. We really liked him. He was up the street at Connecticut. Connecticut, Kansas. When I was in OKC, he was someone that we liked when he was at the University of Kansas. So there's some young talent here that I'm eager to work with and find out what they're made of.
Troy, obviously we haven't met you yet. We're looking forward to it. Just curious, you know, if you look around the league, GMs and whatnot, you see certain GMs, Danny Ainge, who will sit courtside for games right there by the basket. Just from talking to you, you seem a little bit more soft-spoken. Are you kind of a shadowy figure? Will you be in the tunnel from where you watch the games? Or how will we see the public Troy Weaver once the season begins?
Yeah, I'm a guy in the shadows, but I'm around quite a bit. I love being with the team. I love being around the players and the coaches, former coach. So I'll be around. In Oklahoma City, I sat up and watched the game in the handicapped seating. I'm not a big tunnel guy, but I like to sit up so I can watch our team, watch our bench. But you'll definitely see me around. I'll be visibly away from everyone.
Final thing, you talked yesterday about the history of this franchise pretty well. Considering you helped recruit him to Syracuse, coached him at Syracuse, I'm curious what went through your mind as a coach when the Pistons passed on Carmelo Anthony.
Oh, wow. I was afraid of that question. the Pistons, it worked out for them. They won a championship. They went to two championships in a row. So it worked out for them. I personally thought Carmelo Anthony coming out of college was as good as anyone. In the draft. He's a great player. He could do it all. He proved that in Denver. They went to playoffs his first year. They only won 17 games the year before. But Detroit, they had a formula of how they wanted to play and what their structure was. They were looking for a big athletic skill guy, and he went with Darko. That was the choice they made, but I would have liked to see Carmelo in Detroit, but hey, it worked out for Pistons fans, and worked out for Carmelo. So, water under the bridge now.
Yeah, you're very nice. Joe Dumars is probably thanking you right now.
Yeah, Joe well is said. A great friend. I love Joe. So I understood where he was going at the time.
Troy, great talking to you. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it. We'll be talking to you soon. Have a great summer. And I know it's not going to be very relaxing, but we'll talk to you very soon. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
That's all right. Troy Weaver, the GM of the Detroit Pistons, joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.